Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, boy.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. Joined on this fine, what is today, Harrison? Is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday. Right? Yeah.
It's Tuesday. We're going
AKA
up
the day we record almost every single time.
It is. I know. Well,
me
all right.
Being here in should fairness, be your clue of what day it is.
In fairness, we were thinking about we might have to record tomorrow, and then we came back to today, and it is the off season, and all these days kind of melt together. And anyway, that is Harrison. I am Anthony. This is the Lakers Lounge, brought to you in YouTube form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA and get $50 worth of free lineups when you sign up. Use the code and make a $5 lineup of your own. Please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please turn on notifications. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Blah, 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 blah. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Austin Reeves for a change. You know, he hasn't really come up so far this offseason. So Harrison and I figured we would change that and recap his season. He is entry number two into this Lakers in review series that we are doing while we wait for the finals to wrap up and while we wait for the draft and for the off season to fully kick off. So Harrison, are you ready? Are you ready to have a definitive Austin Reeves conversation?
Apparently readier than you.
I am dying.
He mutes and coughs again.
I can't kick whatever cough I have. It's just
if it makes you feel better. My my thing a couple weeks ago, whatever I had, I was coughing so hard I bruised the inside of my ribs.
Impressive. No, I don't really. Yeah. I'm not a hard cougher. Jen is the hard cougher in the family. She's the one who really gets her money's worth whenever she coughs. Like, I actually worry for her when she coughs. I'm
Was like dying for like 3 weeks and then somehow got an ear infection out of it. And then now I found out like my ribs are bruised and I was like, what do I do? And they're like, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks, you'll probably be fine. I'm like, oh, cool. Just 6 to 8 weeks.
Not breathing normal.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's fine. It only hurts every time I take a deep breath or laugh or, you know, whatever.
I broke a rib as a kid and that was one of the more, like always there pains, right?
Yeah,
like,
I've never broken one, but I helped my mom out after she broke a rib. And like, I knew my ribs weren't broken because I had seen someone with a broken rib. I was like, no, this hurts. It doesn't hurt that bad. Like, yeah.
It's an annoying one, but bruising a rib is also annoying. But anyway, enough about us breaking down the longer that we do this stuff together.
Hold on. I got a perfect transition. Speaking of people who broke down with higher usage.
There you go. Austin Reeves had a good season, you know, in the stretches that he played, took another step forward, yet another season that he improved tangibly from 1 year to another. And yet he is forcing the front office to make a decision about him without a proper data sample. Now, he did play in the playoffs eventually. He did come back and play in that Oklahoma City series. And I thought was getting better over the course of that series, which gives me some hope that, like, you know, he can be a playoff performer and he can play in series with that kind of length and athleticism and motor out there. But, you know, the Lakers are going to make a decision on him this year. And depending on the number that they sign him to, that's going to slot him into whether, you know, the second best or the second highest paid player on this team or and if that is the case, then, you know, we're talking about the limitations of a team with Austin Reeves as its second highest paid player. Now we have to see what the team would look like around him as well. But that's the spot that the Lakers find themselves in, is they have to make that decision on a guy that they like a ton, that a lot of Lakers fans like a ton, and that Luka apparently likes quite a bit too. So yeah, all of this kind of coagulates into probably the biggest decision that the Lakers have this summer. So no pressure, Rob Pelinka. Where do you stand as we head into the offseason and kind of discuss, like, we'll look back, you know, obviously on the season that Austin had, but, you know, kind of as the Lakers embark into this latest, most important offseason in recent history or whatever, do you think Austin is the biggest decision that they have to make? How do you think this is going to play out? How would you like to see this play out?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, I do think that this is the biggest decision they're going to have. Well, I mean, I guess that depends on who their options really are to use the cap space on. Like, I think the decision, like, just for example, if Giannis was available and the Lakers could get him essentially like into their cap space or without giving up like the assets that you would think would have to go out in a Giannis trade, making the decision to do or not do that is a bigger decision than whatever contract you sign Austin Reeves to, by definition, because that's going to be like sort of now your second best guy. You're deciding like, okay, no, actually, this is our second best player for the Luka era. And we're sort of doing like, we're going to let Austin, you know, wait, and we're going to sign him to his big contract. But like, there's almost no way that that's going to be the biggest contract or even the second biggest contract on our books, because we just traded for this other superstar to play alongside Luka. And so that would still be a big choice on how much to give him and how hard to negotiate that. But it wouldn't be as big as like acquiring that. Now, if guys like that aren't available, and there aren't a lot of guys like Giannis, but I just mean like if guys better than Austin are not truly available, then I think what contract you sign Austin to does become the biggest decision of the offseason, just because it could make such a difference for the Lakers' cap outlook moving forward long term. You know, if you can shave 10, 20 million, you know, whatever annually off of that amount, versus, you know, just giving him the full boat max, which, you know, again, like I like Austin, you know, I'm not, certainly not going to sit here and be like, man, I'm mad that this guy's making like a lot of money, but it, yeah. We have to look at it in the context of the Lakers cap situation and, you know, our favorite team trying to win a title. And I do think that like every single, just like, you know, just like with LeBron, you know, asking him to take less than what he can get, just like, you know, like anyone else, like you want them to take a little bit less because it will allow you to build a better team around them. And that is ultimately going to lead to better, more team success, which is what you and I and everyone listening to this is ultimately here for.
If you look at the teams that have gone deep into the playoffs this year, they have some kind of crazy value on their roster, right? Like the Spurs currently have Wemby on his rookie deal still, and Dylan
13
Harper
million, really, 13 yeah, million for have, that guy. That's
they have Dylan Harper.
He's barely making more than contract. DeAndre Ayton.
Who would you rather have? Is he cheaper than Clint Capella? Like, so you have, but you have, you know,
I got to look up that Clint Capella contract.
I think it's like 8. You know, you look at the Knicks, right? And Jalen Brunson took way less to play there, right? And you look at Oklahoma City, and you have AJ Mitchell, and even on, also on the Spurs, you have Champagne, and like so on and so forth. And this is, again, this spot that we are kind of forced into as fans, where we almost have to like root for guys to sign, you know, below market value contracts to even have a chance at competing against some of these teams that are still alive, you know? And you know, I've said this.
And it's the most annoying aspect I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
of like, all of this,
by far,
it is
the most annoying aspect of this new CBA is that it basically it forces you, if you want your team to be good, to be like, I need to save Mark Walter money, which is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like it was we already had like there already was a, you know, like a semi hard cap. It was soft in that you could exceed it like based on certain bird rights and whatever. And I think that was fine. But the problem is that owners like Genie and like, you know, like other small market, you know, owners were tired of being called broke boys by people like you and me. And they were because of like Steve Ballmer and Joe Lacob and all these people spending out the nose. And they're like, no, we have to put in like some sort of, you know, upper limit. So there are basketball reasons for people to root for guys to not get paid.
Right.
And it's like one of the most insidious things that they've done. And I still like I still cannot believe that the players union agreed to it so that they would be like allowed to invest in weed companies or whatever.
Which hopefully they've done to such an extent that it makes up for the annoying conversations that we have to have in spots like this.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling really good that CJ McCollum is getting his dividends. You know, we have to pocket watch Austin Reeves, but like at least you know, like Kuz can invest in Kalshi or whatever. Like that makes me happy.
I do hope that like, no, I don't. I'm not going to go there. All right, so today's show, or you know, before we dive in any further to Pocket Watch USA, Austin played 51 games last year. And averaged in those 51 games 23.3 points per. He grabbed 4.7 rebounds per game, dished out 5.5 assists per game. He shot 36% from three-point range, 49% from the field overall, 87% from the free throw line. And, you know, saw his, you know, basically once again, his averages took a step in the right direction, basically across the board. His free throws attempted went up again this year, where he attempted 7.3 free throws per game. That is, I think, always going to be a critical number for Austin, at least until he becomes a better three-point shooter. And like, honestly, Harrison, like if Austin's three-point percentage jumped up to, like, the 38 to 40 range, I honestly wouldn't care what number he signs for this year. It truly wouldn't matter to me because you're looking at, like, the you know, look at all of these series that we've seen since the Lakers have been eliminated, and it's still the three-point the three-point production or production from deep is still such a deciding factor for all of these things. And like with the Lakers, we know if you go into a season with Luka Doncic and with Austin Reeves as your, you know, as 40% of your starting lineup, you aren't going to defend teams at the level that San Antonio can defend, that New York can defend, that OKC can defend in terms of like disruption. You know, maybe statistically the Lakers can be a solid defense, but they aren't going to go out there and wreak havoc on opposing teams by way of their defense while you're starting Luka and Austin. And
probably
so
not.
In order,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yeah, like in order to kind of like make up for that, you need to be an elite offense. And I think for both Austin and Luka next year, the challenge, remember the old Kobe challenges? The challenge for both of those guys has to be, you guys have to be 38-ish and up percent shooters from deep. And if that doesn't happen, like, I'm not saying the Lakers would be dead in the water without it, but it's really difficult to see a path to the elite offense that the Lakers would need to have, the overwhelming offense that the Lakers would need to have to make up for not having an overwhelming defense. So what are the chances, you think? Now, I'll run through his percentages over his career to this point. So three-point percentage, his rookie season, he shot 31.7% from three-point range. His second season, he shot 39.8% from three-point range on three attempts per. The next season, the attempts went up, but the percentage went down. He shot five attempts per game, shot 36.7%. Last year, the attempts went up and the percentage went up, where he attempted 7.3 attempts at 37%. And then this most recent season, the attempts and the percentage went back down, 6.4 attempts and 36% from 3-point range. Like,
if I remember correctly, though, he was up towards the 40s at the start of the year before he started to deal with the injuries, right? And I'm not saying that's a smaller sample
size. That'll be a part of the conversation too, but
yeah. That doesn't mean he's for sure going to be 40%, because I like that stretch better than I like the stretch where he shot less than that. But it does mean, like, he's potentially capable of shooting at that level. He just needs to get more consistent with it.
And like, the breaking down over the course of the year thing is something that we'll have to talk about as well. His rookie season, he played 61 games. His second year, 64. Then he played 82. In his third season, 73 last year, 51 or 73 2 years ago, 51 last year. Basically, you know, the three-pointer to me is going to dictate, like, what kind of season I think he has next year. But also, if you're paying a guy to the extent that basically, no matter what, like, we're talking about a sizable increase in pay here for Austin, no matter what this upcoming year. And if you're paying him, like, he has to be around, you know, like, he can't have another season where he misses that much time as he did this year. At the number that he's going to be making, like, he's going to have the ball in his hands a ton. So, like, hopefully there isn't a correlation between his breaking down and his usage rate. When we talk about, you know, the player that he is now compared to the player that he was when he first got to the Lakers, he has improved basically every year. And that gives you some confidence as far as, like, you know, paying him and that hoping that he takes another step forward next year. But it's also, again, you know, like I kind of talked about at the top, it's forcing you to know the unknowable on so many levels. So, like, I was having this conversation with my mom, and she was like, you know, oh man, I heard Austin really, really wants to get paid. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, he needs to do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, yeah, but he's also improved every year. And like, it makes me pretty confident that, like, the Lakers' return on investment here would be what we would hope for, just given how much work he has put in to get to this point in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, at the max, I'm not sure that that's the case, but I do think that it's also important to note that, you know, it's like everybody wants the max. Like, I would love the max.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're not going to go to the table at, you know, leak before free agency. It's like, you know, like, I'd actually be willing to take, like, half the max. It's just, you know, that's not good negotiating. Yeah. And so there's that aspect of it. And there's also, like, I think it's important to point out, not just as Austin improved every year, but he improved every year as an older young guy. This is not a guy who came in at 19 and then got better every single year, where it's like, okay, he came in, he didn't really know how to play basketball. And like now, like by year two, he learned how to watch film. By year three, he learned how to dribble like with his left hand, you know,
where he was like 17. And then it was like, holy shit, Bynum, look at that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he got his driver's license in the offseason. Nice. Austin has not parked in any handicap spots that we are aware of. And
he would never.
Yeah, I don't think he would. Genuinely, I don't. I
he's too cheap. It. Like, he wouldn't want to pay a parking ticket.
He wouldn't want to risk the fine. Even on a max contract, he wouldn't want to risk it. He'd be so mad he had to pay like $300 or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's a dadgummit, there's no parking spot that's worth that.
Gummit.
I do think that, like, this is a guy who clearly gets in the gym during the offseason and says, okay, I'm going to improve on this one aspect of my game. And so you do have the confidence that, like, he's going to keep working. And this isn't just like, you know, he's going to get paid and then just like rest on his laurels. He seems to be a competitive guy. But again, like, I do have concerns over the amount, just simply because of the cap environment that we're talking about here. Like, I don't think that, I'm not saying Austin is like a $20 million a year player, but like, I also don't think that he's like necessarily a $40+ million a year player.
Yeah. And that gap, or where he sits within that gap, is just, it's so freaking hard to like, if,
like, he's people are still, I don't think, have adjusted to the new cap economics. Like, 20 million is like, like, that's like average starter money. So like, he's clearly way better.
The mid-level is 14, right? Like, basically 15, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
he's way better than that. But like, I think
twice as good as a mid-level player.
Yeah. He's got to be somewhere, I think, like in the 30s for this to end up being a good deal for the Lakers.
I think so. And for him, like, it's also hard to like say that, like, you know, $30 million per year to play basketball isn't like bad value for the player, you know, like I think he'll wind up making more or whatever, but it's just, I don't know. But like the other part of this too, and somebody asked it above, Wesley, you know, he's going to be 28. He now is 28, right? He just had his birthday. How much ceiling does Austin have left? Well, this is a funny thing about Austin, because Harrison, you noted, you know, that he has improved despite being an older rookie.
Yeah.
I would also note that he has improved every year in the league with a bigger lift, right? Like, not only did he improve enough to lift what the Lakers were asking him to from year to year, but he actually improved while doing more, which makes me really interested in what he could potentially do. Cause like, I don't think,
and in his third year, he did it while the coach was basically telling him, you suck.
With his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. I don't believe in you, Austin. And he still kept getting better.
I'll never forget the day that, remember when Darvin decided to go with like the all wing lineup?
Yeah.
And I broke that news, and the Lakers person who I had confirmed what I was hearing with was like, but I thought you like wings. I was like, stop.
It's like, yeah, I like wings. I'm not gonna go eat out of the Wingstop dumpster, you know.
You are not gonna turn this on me. I am not responsible.
Somebody handing you the wing that they just like chewed all the meat off of, and it's just like the bone and then like the fried part on top and bottom, and they're just like, I thought you liked wings.
I was like, absolutely not. Like, what are we? And so like, the response to that starting lineup was really funny. And then what was funnier was, I think they won that game. But so like with Austin, I actually am really confident that he is going to improve. I do wish that he played on a team with more athleticism, and I think a lot of the conversations about Austin would become a lot smarter if he wasn't surrounded by not only Luka, but DeAndre Ayton, who isn't really much of an athlete, right, defensively. LeBron, at this stage of his career, isn't much of an athlete defensively. Rui isn't much of one. Like, we saw the immediate impact remember also when, because initially Austin and D'Angelo Russell started together, and then before they traded for Luka, they swapped out D'Lo for Max Christie, and we immediately saw that not only did the Lakers make a lot more sense, but Austin became a lot better of a player. You know, so it was like I just think a lot of the conversations about Austin are actually kind of reflective of other issues across this roster. So while the Lakers get ready to pay Austin, I think it's absolutely critical, if we're going to be able to evaluate the value that they're going to get for that contract, it's absolutely critical that the Lakers do more to actually build a team that makes sense when your starting point for your starting lineup is Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves.
I also do feel like I'm taking crazy pills sometimes with the way that people talk about Austin's defense. You know, like, this is I'm not going to sit here and say Austin is this great defensive stopper and a guy who you want isolated on the other team's best players or something. You know, you'll take that every single time, but you know, he's not a complete pushover on that end. Like, he does try. He's not going to let himself get embarrassed. He does have defensive merit as like a guy who can chase around screens and stuff like that. And it's like the idea that you can't have a single smaller guy on your team and like have a good defense is just not accurate. Like, the Knicks built a pretty good defense around Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, you know, and it's like, you're telling me that you can't do that with Luka and Austin, you know, if you have the right athletes in between them. And like, that's going to be the hard part, is getting the right level of athletes. But the idea that like Austin and Luka themselves are disqualifying as a, you know, again, like, quote unquote backcourt ball handling, you know, core, whatever, like, is just not reality to me, because we've seen Luka is a guy that actually like is a really good defensive playmaker. Part of the Lakers' defensive turnaround was Luka, you know, just really getting active in passing lanes and stuff like that. And again, that
he got a vote, didn't he, for like defensive player of the month? Although I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to announce. Actually, I was an All NBA voter this year, so I just. My lifelong mission is to get an All NBA vote and then get it taken away the next year, because I just kept voting for like what would be the funniest. I wanted to be the one that it's like people are like people are asking, they're like, who gave Dalton Connect the Defensive Player of the Year vote?
Remember like early-ish on in like in Twitter, where in order to like get engagement, somebody would be like, who made this or who did this, right? Instead, it would be the actual NBA asking. No, people honestly still do that, like, who keeps doing this?
No, people did that. No, they would know. The NBA would know. They see who's turning in which ballots, and they reveal like at the end of it. But they just don't reveal it when they're initially announcing the voting results. And so there's always that day where it's like the award gets announced, and it's like, wait, like, and then you're looking at the finalists, and it's like, wait, who gave Taurean Prince a sixth man of the year vote? You know, like, he played 30 like games. Throws, how is he even eligible?
Darvin's holding a pen. He's just like,
Darvin stole a ballot from one of the beat writers and just started like writing his own stuff down.
It's like all Taurean Prince.
But yeah, I think Austin, again, like, Austin is not a guy who I'm ever going to legitimately vote as defensive player of the year, like all defense teams, but there are worse defenders who are on good defensive teams. You know, he at least tries on that end. And, you know, again, I think you're exactly right that a lot of the way that we talk about him is reflective of other Lakers roster flaws that allow him to be exploited and asked to do too much and asked to do more than a guy with necessarily maybe his offensive role would have to do for a better team.
Bye, everyone.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget. Mom!
you can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?